There is division. Some people are disappointed. Some understand that this is basically a technocrat government, and this is the first government that Egypt has after the election of the president, and a stable government, normal government, because all the governments we had since the revolution were basically nationalization cabinets or take care in government. So this is the first time we have a normal, supposedly a normal government. But you have also some skeptics find that some of the key positions are given to the Muslim Brotherhood, like the information ministry, for example, to the head of the Egyptian Journalists Union, who is well known to be a prominent leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. And so they are concerned about freedom of expression in the country, censorship, and what would happen from that. Some key ministries remain the same because they reflect the balance of power, like the Ministry of Defense. The Minister of Defense, a man who is in the late 70s, he is still the Minister of Defense, despite talk that he would be promoted to become a vice president, but it seems that this is not working, and so he remained in the Ministry of Defense. The foreign ministry is still the same. The justice, we have a minister who has sympathies with the Muslim Brotherhood and their views on many issues. So that's why you have the skeptics have many doubts about that government. How long it would last? It is facing many challenges. Restoring security, the economy is a big problem. In fact, it took them a long time to come up with a minister of economy because many were rejecting this offer, this post, because they felt it is it has too many challenges and obstacles. This is the one of the most important cabinets we had, because this is the one that's supposedly going to lead Egypt after the revolution. But I don't think it will be long-lived, because you have a national referendum in the future, in a few months, on the new constitution. You will have parliamentary election after the parliament had been dissolved, and all those important events would lead in the end to a new cabinet. Either they will have to resign, and then a new cabinet is formed. So we don't think that this is the real cabinet, the one that will stay for a long time. This is a cabinet that you can consider transitional, the first one. And as you know, when you have evolution, the first period of that would follow any evolution, the cabinet is weak, the economy is weak, the president is weak, the parliament is weak. So we don't expect much, except that they take care of business, restore law and order in the country, put the country back on the right track, and then maybe another cabinet will continue the work.
Are the skeptics saying that the government did not effectively balance, did not effectively have regional, religion, and ethnic balance in cabinet? Is that why they are expressing concern?
Of course, this is an issue. I mean, the number of women, the Copts are not that strong, but people are not taking that as a big issue now, because they just feel that this is a government of technocrats, people who have to deal with very important urgent business. Power is being cut every now and then in several parts of Egypt. Water problem, security problem. So there are a lot of urgent matters, so it doesn't matter who is there. What matters now is somebody who would have to deal with all those urgent daily problems. And then after that, we will have the luxury to talk about how many women, how many cops. But I don't think this is an issue now, except with the political forces that are picking on the Muslim Brotherhood on this question. But it is not what is on people's mind. People in the street are talking about, where is the fuel? Why the electricity is cut? They don't talk about how many women in the cabinet or how many Christians are in the cabinet. This is not the issue.
Now, Professor, some Egyptians say that the government, the new cabinet, would have to win the confidence of the people by resolving their concerns, security, economy, among other issues. Do you see that happening?
Of course, this is one of the platforms of President Morsi. In fact, of the 33 cabinet ministers who had been chosen to serve in this government, he had not met anyone, you know, individually, alone, except with the minister, the new minister of interior. And that shows that he is very important, and that this issue of the reforming the security sector, restoring law and order, is a priority, because upon that sector, the economy would function, tourism would function, stability would come to the country. Otherwise, you know, and this, by the way, happens in many revolutions. After revolution, you will have always collapse of law and order, security is loose. And so this is what happened in Egypt. But still, if you compare it to many other revolutions, it is still very much safer than many other countries that have gone through revolutions.
So the new cabinet is basically having a mixed reaction, with critics and supporters alike voicing their support or dislike for the members of the cabinet?
Yes, they are basically technocrats. They are not politicians. They are not. And this is, by the way, what had been happening in Egypt since 1952. We only had governments of technocrats, not governments of politicians. I don't think we're going to get politicians sooner. You have urgent demands and that need to be addressed. And so they need specialists, someone who knows how to provide electricity, increasing the plants that produce electricity, water, fuel, distribution of fuel in the country. This is what you need now, not politicians. You have to remember that the Arab Spring in Egypt, Syria, Libya, Tunisia, was not about foreign policy. It was about domestic situation, managing the domestic situation, respecting human rights, restoring bringing democracy and accountable government to the people. This is what it's all about the Arab Spring. It is not about infrastructure. But in the process to reach the dignity, social equality, social justice, freedom, you ran into trouble regarding the infrastructure of the country, managing resources, and so that is why it's becoming a priority for the new cabinet, and they are addressing that.
And are you confident? Let me ask you of your opinion. With this cabinet made of technocrats, do you foresee them resolving the problems that Egyptians currently face?
We have to wait and see what they are doing. I mean, they have just been appointed. We are going to wait, at least we give them the benefit of the doubt, let's say 2 months. And they have to address many of the urgent questions, like power cuts or outage here and there. This must be addressed immediately. The issue of the security must be addressed immediately. If they fail in 2 months to provide it, then people will become critical, and they might take to the street even faster than people imagine. If this continues, for example, the power outage, security breakdown, and you have some big incidents happening every now and then, you may have before the end of August a new eruption of popular protests. It depends what is happening, and then the reaction of the people.